Saying this tickles him, so he goes into a little barefoot dance before her.
Stole your clothes?
That looks like the whole of it.
But prison clothes? Why?
He stops jigging around and hangs his head again.
All I know is that they were there when I went to bed and gone when I got up. Gone slick as a whistle.
Oh, I do know they were nothing but prison clothes, coarse and faded and uncouth, ma'am. Well, I know it. And prison clothes may not seem like much to those as has more, but to a nude man.
That outfit, she says, realizing, was supposed to be picked up. You were issued a uniform of green convalescence this morning.
He shakes his head and sighs, but still don't look up.
No, I'm afraid I was not a thing this morning but the cap that's on my head and...
Williams! She hollers down to the black boy, who's still at the ward door like he might make a run for it.
Williams! Can you come here a moment?
He crawls to her like a dog to a whipping.
Williams, why doesn't this patient have an issue of convalescence?
The black boy is relieved. He straightens up and grins, raises that gray hand, and points down to the other end of the hall to one of the big ones.
Mr. Washington over there signed to the laundry duty this morning, not me, no. Mr. Washington!
She nails him with his mop poised over the bucket, freezes him there.
Will you come here a moment?
The mop slides without a sound back in the bucket, and with slow, careful movements he leans the handle against the wall. He turns around and looks down at McMurphy and the least black boy and the nurse. He looks then to his left and to his right, like she might be yelling at somebody else.
Come down here!
He puts his hands in his pockets and starts shuffling down the hall to her. He never walks very fast, and I can see how if he don't get a move on, she might freeze him and shatter him all to hell by just looking. All the hate and fury and frustration she was planning to use on McMurphy is beaming out down the hall at the black boy, and he can feel it blast against him like a blizzard wind, slowing him more than ever. He has to lean into it, pulling his arms around him. Frost forms on his hair and eyebrows. He leans farther forward, but his steps are getting slower. He'll never make it. Then McMurphy takes to whistling Sweet Georgia Brown, and the nurse looks away from the black boy just in time. Now she's madder and more frustrated than ever, madder than I ever saw her get. Her dull smile is gone, stretched tight and thin as a red-hot wire. If some of the patients could be out to see her now, McMurphy could start collecting his bets. The black boy finally gets to her, and it took him 2 hours. She draws a long breath.